President, sir.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Hi, how are you? I noticed that you only got off 126 missions yesterday, which I understand because of weather. Now, I asked...
Well,
you got six more, 132, is that right?
It's over 200, sir.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. I don't want them to fly in bad weather, but where is that report that I was supposed to have here at 9:15 with regard to the whether or not you could not, and without having those planes just sit on the deck, hit in the B-3 area where they have that immense concentration? What about that?
Well, they have been hitting, sir, in the B-3 area. And
well, how about taking everything that flies while this weather is bad and socking it in there for a while again, giving them a massive punch? You see, you got the plane sitting on the deck now.
No, sir. The planes are operating. I think we had about 500 sorties over the last 24 hours, sir. They are operating in along the Ho Chi Minh Trail and the B-3 front and along the down in Military Region 3. And we actually had over 200 in Military Region 1 and just across the DMZ.
Yeah.
As you know, some of them got through a hole and destroyed the bridge over the Ben Hai River and then came down the road and knocked out three tanks.
I saw that.
By visible. But I think
that
he's made the report that they made, sir, over there of 100, and that was cut off at a certain time. And I telephoned out there.
Yeah.
I sent you instructions yesterday
right.
You wanted the maximum effort.
Yeah, I understand. I don't want anybody to fly in bad weather and just to drop it out in the boondocks. But my point is, if you can't hit there, then hit, from reading the morning report, you say that you expect that the next blow is going to come in the B-3 area. Is that not correct?
That's right, yes, sir.
And all right.
Working hard.
Are we working that as hard as we can?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing more we can do.
We don't have any aircraft on the deck, let me assure you.
Yeah. Now, point two. Have you carried out the order that I gave last night, 12 hours ago, with regard to using naval gunfire on the road above the DMZ in North Vietnam?
Yes, sir. I did that right away.
Now, can the naval gunfire reach that road?
Yes, sir.
It can.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have you that will be done. Now,
yes,
what additional ships are available to get out there? I mean, do you have a few that you could send from Singapore and other places?
Yes, sir. We've sent four additional destroyers, and I've sent another cruiser.
Well, have you got any? How long would it take anything to get from Pearl? Is that where most of them are?
Well, I think we can use the ones in the Western Pacific, sir. In fact, they're already there. I started this accident as soon as I...
How many could you get there, Tom? How many? I mean, could you get a significant number? Because I have a more important assignment that I'll have Henry give to you orally.
Yes, sir. We could get certainly get more there from the 7th Fleet. It would take... about 8 days or so to get them prepared. But from the 7th Fleet, we can get them within anywhere from 4 hours to 4 days.
Yeah, yeah. And that includes what? Cruisers, destroyers?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But right at this moment, there are eight on the line. So four south. I told them to put four south of DMZ and four north.
And they are... but you can't get... Couldn't you get more than that? Order everything that is used. Incidentally, forget the PSYOP and all that crap.
It doesn't mean
anything anyway. And get all the cruisers and destroyers in the 7th Fleet in that area. We have another purpose for them. And get in there as fast as you can. And give Henry a report by 10 o'clock, because I have a reason I have to have him there. Okay, and he'll let you know. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.